Good afternoon, Chair Smith, members of the commission, director. My name is Anis Audi. I'm the game division manager. Today, I'll be presenting some of the small game hunting recommendations. We are currently without a small game section manager. We're hoping to have somebody fill a small game position here pretty soon. Our advertisement just closed for that. So today I'm going to present recommendations on small game and the Hunter Orange Rule recommendations. So I'll give a brief overview, a history of participation rates, and then our three-year proposals. Overview of pheasant hunting participation. As we've heard over the years, small game hunters have been declining over the years, and our data of harvest shows that. And along with that, at least for pheasants, habitat has changed a lot, and we are seeing in the breeding bird survey data, pheasant population is also declining, given that their habitat is not as intact as it used to be. Quail, similar numbers for hunters, although you know they have stabilized a little bit more. Quail numbers do tend to do better because they do deal with human habitation a little differently. They are able to take advantage of some of that type habitat, so quail tend to do better around people. Checker seem to be fairly stable. Their numbers are more, weather patterns, I guess, affect them more than anything since they live in some of the steep country that rarely gets inhabited by people because of the steep terrain. So, but again, participation has declined over time, but it seems in the last few years we've kind of seen ups and downs depending on the populations. Turkey trends are up. As we know, at least in the northeastern part of the state, we are seeing quite an increase in turkey populations. Harvest kind of varies through time. The red dot is basically the turkey hunter participation, and the blue bars are the harvest. So you kind of see participation kind of harvest. It was a little bit low the last year, but harvest is still fairly high. So we've got a fairly healthy turkey population in at least in the northeastern part of the state and other parts as well, as I'll touch on a little bit here. So some of the proposed changes to Act 220, 414, 80 is a Hunter Orange requirement. We saw this oversight this last season. Since we are starting to increase our season dates for the fall hunts, we've come across where now turkey hunters are hunting during center fire seasons, and to make sure that we maintain the safety, we're recommending adding turkey to our Hunter Orange Rule. So this would add that, at least only when they overlap with the center
fire. Fall turkey hunts.
Correct, okay. Yes. And only when they overlap with the center fire season. So they don't have to wear them in seasons outside of that.
Dave?
Yeah, I know part of the whole mystique of turkey hunting is the camouflage and all of that. And so is that less of a problem in the fall?
You do hunt turkeys a little differently in the fall, but they do have really keen eyesight, and they will pick up the orange. So so it's kind of a balancing act. Do we put hunters in harm's way during the center fire season, or do we decrease their success rate a little bit?
Sure.
By them having orange.
And so the center fire season's fairly limited.
Yeah, so basically it's only when it overlaps with the deer and elk season.
All right, yeah, that's reasonable. Thank you.
So the proposed changes to the small game WAC, basically some date adjustments for calendar changes, the usual stuff we do as the calendar moves through time. Extend the fall turkey season in GMUs 101 through 154 and 162 through 186. Basically, because of increasing turkey populations and increased depredation, hopefully this fall season, the lengthened fall season will help address some of those turkey depredation issues. The season traditionally started in mid-September and ended in mid-October. the proposal is to go from September 1st to December 31st, and hence all the overlap that will happen with the center fire season. The other proposal is to remove the draw permits from GMU 382, 388, and 568 through 578 within the Clickitat County to general season hunting. So that used to be a draw-only season. We're recommending going into a general season. The populations of turkeys in that area are sufficient to have a general season now. The next proposal is basically, this proposal is meant to deal with accidental take of lynx. We had a person accidentally take a lynx while hunting at night with night vision equipment. And so to try to remedy that, we're recommending a closure to night hunting in areas where recovery of lynx is occurring. And that will encompass about 20 GMUs, and this map kind of shows that pink shaded areas are the GMUs that we would prohibit night hunting for bobcat. Now, that doesn't prohibit day hunting or night hunting anywhere else in the state, but we felt it was important enough to try to protect those lynx from harvest. It is really difficult, even in daylight, to tell a lynx from a bobcat, and especially at night with night vision equipment that doesn't show you color would be almost impossible. So, some of our public comments on the Hunter Orange requirement, we had 37 total comments. 14 were supportive, 21 were opposed. The majority opposed were for the reasons you guys have hit upon, that it is difficult to hunt turkeys while wearing orange because of their keen eyesight. And we understand that, but it was one of those things where we're weighing people's safety versus harvest success. And then in the small game WAC, we got 40 total comments, 22 were in support of the changes, 14 were opposed to the changes, and 2 were neutral. Most of the folks opposed to the changes were mainly dealing with, I guess more general things. They weren't very specific to the specific changes that we were recommending. And that's the small game. I'm glad to take any questions. No. That's a file photo I found that somebody had in a previous presentation, but I thought it was cool to have in here.
Yeah.
Can I tell a short story? I hope Rich Landers doesn't mind that I share this. He drove over on Highway 2 with his dog this morning and stopped to rest in Elmira, which is in Wheat Country on the border of Lincoln County. And the dog, fortunately, had the dog on leash. He hopped out of the car, and the dog pointed on a big pheasant rooster.
Yeah.
And that's where I do my breeding bird survey. It's my high-count bird. There are pheasant roosters calling at every single point, and I count several at every single point.
You'll have to share that with
you.
I've got a pointing dog that needs to point quite a few birds.
I'm trying to remember, but do we have in the state of Washington 4 different species of turkey?
So there's only one species of turkey.
Okay.
So they are subspecies of turkeys. We do have 3 subspecies of turkeys.
Okay, there's 3.
So we have the Rio Grande, the Eastern, and the Merriam's.
Yeah.
And hybridized ones as well. So
okay.
Yeah.
And we have pretty generous bag limits. Washington, particularly.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah.
The Easterns, although we do have them, are a very small population and oftentimes hard to come by. They're mostly on private lands. Although we do have all 3 species, the Eastern is probably the hardest to get.
Okay. And don't we have can't you get a permit so you can get all 3 in the state, or is it just... I thought we packaged
that. You can get a grand slam.
There you go.
Is what they call it. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's no public comment.
Yes, you have one public comment.
What?
You have one for this one.
You have one. No, that was for 20.
No, you have 19, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. We do have one.
You doubted Tammy?
You answered my question because I wasn't sure if it was Michael or Mikhail.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it all. My name is Michael Klein, and I'm the Pacific Northwest District Biologist for the Turkey Federation.
Oh.
And good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Just here to make some comments representing our 12,000 turkey hunters here in the state of Washington. Turkey hunting is world class in this state. It's a real resource. The WAFA Wild Turkey Technical Committee determined that the average turkey hunter in the West spends $1,200 per spring season, and most of that's in our rural communities, and it's going to things like lodging and food, and as you know, as well as tag fees that are helping our Fish and Wildlife Department, and that amounts to $14.5 million worth of business in the state of Washington. So that's pretty cool. And your turkey populations are healthy, though we don't actually have information on where our populations are. There's no surveys that are consistent across the population. So most of the proposals that you've heard are based on hunter harvest, along with anecdotal types of landowner complaints, because when turkeys get in the wrong place, they cause a lot of trouble. So one point I would like to make is I'd like to continue to encourage the department to finish up the wild turkey management plan revision, as well as the trap and transplant SOP. When turkeys are in the wrong places, it's helpful to have the tool of being able to move them to where they are accessible to hunters. And right now, that's difficult for our biologists to accomplish. Fall seasons are another good way to knock those populations back when it seems like they're a little bit underfoot. Because you're taking breeding females out of the population, it's an either sex hunt for the most part. It's kind of a big hammer, so I think it should be used judiciously. We do support the changes that are proposed, with the exception of the hunter orange. Folks, it doesn't make sense. Those hunters are not going to be successful at all. So if you want to take more hunters we want to take more turkeys out of the population by increasing your fall opportunities, you have to make sure that your hunters are going to be able to be successful. And if they're wearing hunter orange, they will be 0% successful. You have to be within 30 to 40 yards to shoot a turkey. And if a turkey had a bigger brain, they could read a book from across the room. They have amazing eyesight. So, folks, there's no precedent in any other state that requires fall turkey hunters to wear hunter orange. I looked at Pennsylvania, which has 1.3 million deer hunters. So there's a deer hunter behind every tree. and turkey hunters are required to wear hunter orange going to and coming from their hunting spot, which I think is maybe a solution to consider. But while you're in pursuit of a turkey, it doesn't make sense to require the hunter to wear hunter orange. And that's all the comments I have. I'd be glad to take any questions. So.
That's an interesting point. Did you look at Michigan? Because that's got a big turkey.
Michigan has the second highest number of deer hunters as well.
And what's their policy?
That's orange. A good question. I didn't find any evidence that fall turkey hunters were required to wear hunter orange. It's possible that they don't actually allow overlap with their seasons, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I forget.
Right.
Mostly shotgun.
Yeah.
Shotgun, yeah.
Oh, no, not for deer.
This might be for a niece, but do we allow turkey hunting in the Tianaway Valley?
There is limited hunting in the Tianaway, yes. Yeah, that's a permit hunt.
That's a place where I think you could wear full suit orange and they would still mob your car when
right.
you drive in.
Right. If you could shoot turkeys with a rifle, which I certainly do not recommend, then hunter orange may be an option. But with a shotgun or archery equipment, you need to be, I guess you could wear full hunter orange if you were inside of a blind. But that would, of course, not really address the safety issue. And I understand the safety, the safety proposal is given in, with the safety of those turkey hunters in mind. But there's really no precedent out there in the United States that shows that turkey hunters are being slaughtered by deer hunters. It's not happening.
She's got a really good point there. And there again, Anise, is it something you could put in a pamphlet that, when there are seasons, we encourage you to wear hunter orange coming and going to your setup?
mean, we could certainly change the language. The only thing is we require it for, so we require it for upland game hunters. We require, right. require it for everybody. It would be kind of a special case for turkey hunters, which is a departure and a more complicated whack, I guess it would be. But yeah, certainly we could, if that's where the commission wants to go, we could.
Well, there again, I don't know how you... We hunt the snot out of him in the spring and love it, and that's why I got really humped up quick when you.
Yeah, no, and we're not saying they need to do it outside the center fire.
Right,
season,
right.
Even
and
in
that's
the fall.
Why that
right.
come to mind really right. quick. But there again, in our area, when they're doing the fall turkey hunting, normally it's just opportunistic. Right. They're by the road, whack one, and I don't know of anybody that just goes out and truly hunts a turkey in the fall.
Right.
It happens, and it can be a really sporting hunt. It's not always a sporting hunt, but it can be where you go in, you break up the flock, and then you call them back to
back,
you. And
yeah.
if you were wearing hunter orange, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit of due diligence on some of the other states, because there may be
certainly.
Something in there. But I can see both sides.
And yeah.
I understand both sides. And thanks for coming up from Bend, Oregon. To
yeah, six-hour drive for a three-minute talk, but that's all right.
Well, no, you've imprinted. See, this is... are there turkeys in every county in Washington?
No.
Maybe so. No, I don't believe so.
Okay,
no, we don't
yeah.
We don't have very many in the northern west side. And there's quite a few counties we don't have.
You do on the San Juan Islands.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah,
I've heard about that.
I mean, they're like rats there. I'm sure they're everywhere.
Well, thank you again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We'll look forward to seeing you again sometime.
Yeah, very good.